Track 18. Cromwell House. Depending on which story you believe, this building is either named after Dr. Samuel Cromwell, who lived there for some years from the 1680s, or Mr. John Cromwell, who was one of many nonconformist ministers ejected from their parish church following the Act of Uniformity in 1662. In either case, the building predates both men, and in fact is believed to have been erected between 1534 and 1538. As the Mansfield Reporter and Sutton Times reported in 1900 as part of its old Mansfield series,
"Its interior walls are built double and contain hiding places where those who were the objects of pursuit or prosecution might be kept concealed securely from their foes."
In 1788, Reverend Samuel Catlow, who was a minister at the old meeting house, also established his literary and commercial seminary at Cromwell House. This school was so successful that in 1800 it had expanded into the adjoining house. Fees were
£36 per annum, excluding washing, and the boys had to provide 2 sheets, 4 towels and a silver spoon.
A few metres further down Westgate is a tree and a concrete plinth that reputedly marks the centre of the legendary Sherwood Forest.
That's a nice bit of spin, shall we say. At one time during the 19th century, with the incoming of the railways, it became something of a tourist destination. And, of course, powers that be decided it would be quite nice to have a centre tree. It was a little focal point for the town, selling point for the visitors. And they called it the centre tree. I mean, it wasn't anything anywhere near the centre of the Sherwood Forest, in fact, but it was more on the outskirts. But it was it made a nice little touristy trap.
Continue along Westgate for approximately 50 metres. Ahead, on the right, you will see the Market Cross.